Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Interesting little story coming on out here. There is this former top FBI official in New York, Charles McGonigal. And he was part of the investigation into Donald Trump's possible collusion with Russia. He has now been arrested over collusion with Russia. So, okay. And apparently, this Charles McGonigal tried to get Oleg Deripaska removed from the U.S. sanctions list. So he was working with this oligarch. Isn't it funny how, you know, the liberals are always accusing conservatives of the crimes that the liberals themselves are committing here? Well, you know, Hillary did the same thing. There was that whole Uranium One deal, and she was doing business with Russia, and they were putting money into the Clinton Foundation. And what's the first thing they said is, Donald Trump is working with Russia. He's an evil person, so forth and so on here. All righty. Over in Iran, there are dozens of merchant ships carrying things like grain and sugar. They're currently stuck outside the Iranian ports because the payment for these shipments is basically being blocked by the Western sanctions. And so this is just another way of trying to annoy Iran. Anyway, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The olive trees that those barbaric savages, those Israelis, are uprooting. That is one of the oldest traditions in the world, in that part of the world in particular. Now, the olive trees not only produce olive oil, but that olive oil has had therapeutic properties. When I was a child, my mother used to treat a lot of my ailments, ear infections, with olive oil, and it actually worked. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with olive oil is that there's a shortage of genuine olive oil on the market. 10 years ago, I wanted to buy a big, like 5 liter or five quart or 5 gallon bucket of olive oil because I use a lot of it. And mm-hmm. I went to a wholesaler and he told me, don't waste your money. He was an Italian. He said, most of the olive oil on the market today is primarily mineral oil with artificial color and artificial mm-hmm. flavor added.
There's a lot of that going on. Honey that's sold in the supermarkets is an artificial concoction. It's actually very hard to find genuine honey from genuine bees these days.
Exactly, because there's a shortage of bees. But also, New Zealand has been selling fake Manuka honey that's supposed to be therapeutic.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, New Zealand as well as Australia. The Manuka honey that's on the market, a lot of it is fake. But anyway, back to the olive oil. I am so sick of these people who think that these vicious savages. They're like gangs.
Yes.
They're murderers. They're gangs. Talk about malice aforethought. Now, the other thing I wanted to comment on is the interview by Jordan Peterson with Netanyahu, or Satanyahu.
Yes.
He was calling him Bibi. First of all, he was a total compliant, stupid little simpleton, like a little poodle. Oh, he was so adoring of Netanyahu. This is the brilliant academic who does an academic. The first thing you have to do is know how to do research. Even an ordinary reporter knows that you research a subject before you interview somebody on it.
Yes.
It was appalling. It's still on YouTube, and he was disgraceful. This who has become so egotistical with his fame, this Jordan Peterson. Now, he was calling him Bibi. Please, everybody, know that Bibi is a term of endearment. Mm-hmm. It is usually a nickname that parents in Europe would give, especially in Germanic countries, they would give that to their sons. Because Bibi was a beloved. So Bibi has written a book calling himself Bibi because he's the most beloved of all people, when mm-hmm. he's the most dangerous creature on earth. So write to Jordan Peterson. Don't buy Jordan Peterson's books anymore. Please don't support a man who's becoming a fraud. He's become so infatuated with his fame that he's not even doing his job. Now, he should stick to psychology that he knows. Interviewing a malicious politician who is hated in the country, where half the people in his own country hate him because of his criminality.
Yes.
I mean, it's absurd. You'd think that someone like Jordan Peterson would know better. So I think we've got to get a grip on our adoration of celebrities.
I would definitely agree with you on that.
Thank you for that. And but anyway, with regard to the uprooting of olive trees, I'm tired of hearing about it. Those olive trees are, to my mind, near sacred because of what they represent. They go back to the time of, way before the time of Christ and the ancient patriarchs. And for these monstrous thugs to be uprooting them as if, look what I've got. Never mind the killing of human beings there when they do that. I'm just sick of those fraudulent Israelis, those fake Jews. I'm sorry, I know you're Jewish, and I respect that you are Jewish.
Well, no, let's clarify that. I think Jewishness is a religion, and I'm not a religious person. I have
a
Jewish ancestry.
Absolutely.
But it's not like 100%. It's about 20-25%.
I agree with you 100%. It's Netanyahu who's trying to sell the idea that all Jews are one race, which is so absurd.
Yes.
When he himself says they come from 100 different countries.
Yeah.
That is the most insane thing. Judaism is a religion, period. And Jews need to recognize that. And if they honor their religion and they believe that they are worshiping the same God that the rest of us worship, then they have an obligation to treat all people as equals, unless those other people have legitimately done them harm. But in the case of Palestine, Israel, you Jews are the thieves. Israel, you are the thieves. And mm-hmm. you Jews are their accomplices, and you are aiding and abetting them. And if you Jews in North America or anywhere in the world have any sense of justice and a conscience, you have got to stop supporting these criminals. Forgive my anger, but I've just reached the point at the age of 77, having watched all my family die as they waited to return to their true ancestral home, and to watch these thieves from around the world coming in and taking up our identity and our heritage and our land and claiming that our God is theirs alone, I've just reached my boiling point. I have just boiled over.
I can understand why you feel that way.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for letting me express myself, and have a good rest of the show. Bye for now.
Well, thank you very much for that. Here we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You sure you got Chris, Mike?
That's what it said here on the... Alan Canada.
No,
I'm sorry, I misread the screen there. Alan Canada, what's on your mind?
Layla touched on the olive oil thing, and the problem with any of these oils, I think we talked about this a few years ago, if they're not cold-pressed, there's a really good chance that you're getting carcinogens in that oil.
Yes.
And one of them is hexane that they use to try and get every little bit of, oil out of the seed. Canola oil.
Yes.
Right? And canola oil is, and I'm sorry, people, but if an oil's not cold-pressed, there's a very good chance it's a carcinogen. Now, they'll say that, we got 99.3% of the hexane out, but it's still a carcinogen.
Yes, it is.
And I know this for a fact because I worked a couple times at on a shutdown at an oil producing plant years ago, and with olive oil could be also a mixture of oils, and if it says it has to say on the bottle extra virgin cold pressed olive oil.
Yes.
If it says that, then you're getting you're getting actual olive oil that is not riddled with hexane and carcinogens from the manufacturing process. And honey, well, high fructose corn syrup, Mike, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I have to avoid the artificial honey. But, you know, luckily around this part of the country, there are beekeepers, and you can get real honey. And, you know, it too, like these other products, has got medicinal values. Doesn't have to be the Manuka honey. No. You know, people don't understand that plants, like every other life form, have defenses against infection. And that's why there are so many plants that are medicinal for human beings. We're used to going to the pharmacy and say, I want a bottle of aspirin. Well, where does the aspirin come from? Well, these days it's synthesized, but originally it was derived from willow and birch bark. Did we lose Al?
Oh, no. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. All right. So take it away.
Like high fructose corn syrup, if anybody buys honey and it's Billy Bee honey, there's a good chance it's fake.
Yes.
If it has Chinese writing on the bottle, it's definitely fake.
Yes.
And like you said, you know, where I live, we have apiaries too, so I, you know, that's where I go to get my honey, and it's always raw, filtered.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. Because, you know, I don't want wings and legs in my honey. Never buy it when it's pasteurized. Pasteurized anything is bad, especially milks.
Yes.
Right? Can you get, Mike, can you get in your country yet filtered milk?
You know, I do not know off the top of my head. Claire and I were not big dairy people, although there's certainly a lot of dairy around here. I know that there's a lot of fights going on between people who want raw milk and the government, which is pushing, you know, pasteurization. Everything has to be pasteurized. And yet there's a body of research showing it does destroy the nutritional value.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. It kills all the enzymes in the milk. Well, you know, in Canada, you can buy filtered milk. It's not pasteurized, so it's not cooked. And the taste is a lot different.
Yes.
It has a better taste. So, also, you know, another one that they pasteurize is orange juices.
Yes.
You know, these fresh squeezed orange juices, Mike. They're usually a few months old by the time people buy them.
They are. I understand that the Coca-Cola company is in trouble right now for their Simply Pure orange juice. It turns out to have some forever toxic chemicals in it.
Oh, God. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. My God. Chemically flavored water.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
When it first came on out, it actually did have cocaine in it, and that was why it was the pause that refreshes.
It was probably healthier for you back then than it is now.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
In all honesty, right? Because it's all high fructose corn syrup. Once again, I mean, that'll burn your pancreas right out.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, all the other harm it does to people. They think, well, you know, everybody knows what high fructose does to you. You know, makes you think that you're hungrier than you are and all that stuff. Anyway, that's all I have, Mike. I appreciate your time. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And, one of the reasons there is an obesity epidemic in this country is food manufacturers and processors are adding chemicals that make you want more than you really need. Monosodium glutamate is one. Aspartame is another. As Al was saying, high fructose corn syrup. The idea is they want to sell more product, and if the food they're giving you makes you hungrier, then they get to sell more product and make more money. And that's a big reason why we have this obesity epidemic in this country, is we're literally being fed chemicals that make us want to eat more. All right, so now we're going to go back to Chris in Virginia. Chris, sorry about the mix-up a little bit before, but what's on your mind?
Monosodium glutamate.
That's another one, yes, absolutely.
You said MSG, and it's funny because I used to eat in a Chinese restaurant, and there was MSG in the food. It was good food. It was tasty good anyway. And so we would go shopping afterwards or whatever we were doing afterwards. It was an MSG buzz. I don't know how else to describe it, but
Well, fortunately, we have a Chinese restaurant nearby where you can request that the food not have MSG, because for me, MSG is a migraine trigger.
Wow. Hey, Mike, what I was calling about was something's disturbing me about this whole of the Corvette gate, the garage gate.
Okay.
This is what I think about the whole thing. So we start from the premise of that the government lies to us about everything, and the media lies to us about everything,
mm-hmm.
and they have a not a good motive against the American people. Like, they are the enemy, right?
Yes.
So the whole thing was just, what if all of this GarageGate stuff is just a nothing burger, and where's the evidence of what papers they actually found? What if they're just telling us that they found these, knowing that they would be all up in our grill with hypocrisy, and oh, the conservatives will just go crazy, we'll give them this just to pay attention to, and they'll all proclaim, you know, rightfully so, that what hypocrites we are, and that we'll just make a big show out of it. In the meantime, we could still keep advancing our agenda behind the scenes. Because I just don't understand, unless everyone's talking about the subject as if to give credibility to the news that's reporting. Like, oh, we just found some more documents in a couple mm-hmm. days go by. Oh, well, we just found some more. It just seems, I just detect some BS.
Well, I think what's going on here, and I'm not the only person who thinks this, the Democrats, and even beyond that, the deep state, are realizing that Joe Biden has become a serious liability. Joe is saying he wants to run in 2024. There is no way that Joe Biden could win an election in 2024 without massive election fraud. And now the American people are sensitized to that idea. And, you know, if Biden were to run in 2024 and steal the election again, we'd wind up in the same situation that they have now down in Brazil. And so I think the decision has been made to get rid of him, to get him out of office, either through his dementia or this scandal. They certainly are not going to try an assassination like they did with John F. Kennedy. And even now, it's looking more and more like Watergate was engineered because Richard Nixon had become a liability, mostly because they didn't want him answering the question of why the Watergate Hotel was burglarized, because that would have gone back to the JFK assassination. So I think what we're seeing is a concerted effort to get Biden out of the White House. I don't know if they're going to run Kamala Harris in 2024. You know, she has not exactly won the hearts and minds of the people. My big fear is this is going to set the stage for a comeback for Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Okay, so I can buy that for sure, and I agree mm-hmm. with you. But so what we should be doing as skeptical conservatives is sitting back and going, hey, we're not believing any of this crap they're pushing out here. Okay, it's probably a takedown operation. No more discussion, because it's all speculation. We can't trust anything that the FBI supposedly, because think, what is the source of the information? It's either officially through an FBI spokesperson.
Well, the FBI still has not gone on in, and but somebody leaked to the press the existence of these documents. And again, I think this is an engineered takedown of Joe Biden, because they need him to be out of politics before he really annoys the American people to the point of violence.
All right. And I guess what I'm really trying to say is, I feel like we're kind of wasting our time on it. Just, we should just look at it like, yeah, they're trying to take him out. Oh well, so
no,
what?
No, I don't think it's a waste of time. I think it would be good for the country to get Biden out. I mean, look at the damage that he's done to this country, you know. And they're already out there trying to blame the Republicans for the gas prices. Okay, Chris, I got to let you go.
Thanks, Mike.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Here we have, the lines are pretty much full right now, so let's go to Bernard in Vancouver. Hello, Bernard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just mentioned briefly before I get on to what I was replying to what Layla said, but in Vancouver right now, the biggest story is the firing of the hockey coach, but there was a protest meeting recently last Wednesday in Vancouver, and we have a new premier, not elected, but under our system they can change leaders. And as the civil rights lawyers now bring in what some say is Bill 36 is more restrictive than even what they have in California. Now, I haven't studied it, but I think this is kind of the real issue here right at this moment. Now, as far as Jordan Peterson's concerned, I think we have to not personalize it. I was equally embarrassed when I saw that part of that interview. You see, Jordan Peterson, for whatever great things he's done, he's not an experienced interviewer. You see, and he does what most mainstream reporters do when they interview Fauci and these guys. They fawn all over them, right? Because they think they're the expert novel, and it's really embarrassing. I was embarrassed when Neil Young tried to coerce Spotify to do whatever because they had carried Peter McCullough's broadcast. Well, that's the most ignorant thing I've ever... But that doesn't mean I don't appreciate his great body of artistic work, you know, or Joni Mitchell, for that matter. Even Robert Kennedy, he's like the Wilberforce of our day, but he believes in climate change. Well, I gotta, that's probably good, because if he didn't believe in climate change, he probably never got the forum he did. But anyway, Jordan Peterson is controversial. He's got a great following, but he's getting into really important areas like what's going on with agriculture, the Dutch situation, the wiping out of the the farms and all that kind of stuff. Now, Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland, who's kind of our CEO, are really, really big on this, you know, and they really, and there's not really a lot of strong opposition. But I think as he gets into more important issues, I think he's our most important public intellectual. As a clinical psychology, he's pointed out that he considers true, in his opinion, a narcissist. He said he doesn't say anything true. Everything he says is false or fabricated or staged. So I think he's making a great contribution. And I'm looking forward to the day when he starts getting more into the COVID thing, because the disaster of this COVID thing and the ensuing catastrophe of what's happening now with the shots and all these thousands of scientists and doctors clamoring to stop this madness instead of pushing it on to younger and younger children, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like I say, I think there's, that people have could be right on one thing and wrong on another, and there's little feuds going on.
Oh, yeah, there's
among...
no question about that. I mean, nobody's perfect, and... we all make mistakes, and nobody's all, purely good or purely evil. And, we look at the overall effect that their life has on others around them to decide who is good and who is not. And, those individuals who are pushing these hoaxes for their own personal profit, I think we can drop them in the evil box. As opposed to other people who, even if they make mistakes, are clearly motivated, out of concern for public health, the economy and so forth.
Yeah, I think Peterson shows a compassion for people. I think he really does care about human beings, and I think that shows, But the thing is, he's a really hard worker, and he's somehow got a team, behind him, that he's able to put on these very good presentations of his talks with subtitles. Now, I don't know what deal he's got with The Wire and Ben Shapiro or whatever. I don't know what's that all about and how this interview with Netanyahu come up. It's completely outside his wheelhouse as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's... And anyway, in Canada, it's extremely difficult to talk about these issues. We had, Ernst Zundel in solitary confinement. We had
David
Irving
that.
Was arrested and handcuffed, and... just because, we had you interviewed Arthur Topham of The Radical. He was banned from the Internet. They ordered him to shut down his website, just under, because he happened to be in British Columbia, they're able to do that, But he was actually, but before he was exposing, as a journalist, exposing serious corruption in the BC, under the NDP back in the earlier one, and he was just crushed, They just shut him up, but anyway, that wasn't enough. They had to silence him altogether. But anyway, I do appreciate your coverage of COVID and of the Canadian thing as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll let you go on to your other calls, but I really appreciate your time and your content.
Well, thank you very much for the call and for the comments as well here. And we do have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pico in Brooklyn. Hello, Pico. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mr. Rivera. I totally agree that the food chain has been tampered with and it's in total disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure has to be put upon the companies, and also I think that pressure has to be put on the government, because they get away with murder, and
yes,
what
they
we're
do.
Eating, what we're eating is very unhealthy food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy anything from certain countries that comes into our country. Nothing from China whatsoever, because they're one of the biggest manipulators in the food supply. Also, the reason why I'm calling is because I listened to you about 2 weeks ago. You had a caller online, and you had suggested to him a couple of sites for good videos. You mentioned them, but I couldn't quite get through to him because I'm...
Pico, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Very good.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Pico in Brooklyn. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And we're talking about video sharing sites. The three that I generally use are YouTube, BitChute, or Rumble. And I think those meet my needs. Now, there are probably some other video sharing sites out there. A lot of startups are happening there, mostly because of the censorship that has been taking place over at YouTube, and so people are looking for other places now.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Okay. According to Mike in the control room, you mentioned Brighteon when you called on in, and that is another one. I don't use it, but I've heard good things about it.
Which one?
Brighteon.
Brighteon. Okay. 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 Okay, Mike. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the phone call. And we're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Whitney Webb is on my mind. You no doubt have heard of her. I've never heard you speak of her. She's got a website. It's called unlimitedhangout.com.
Okay.
Also, if you put in newsletter.unlimitedhangout.com, you'll find some current videos and podcasts. She was recently on talking about Elon Musk and his ties to the Zionists, as far as and the deep state, and all this money that he seems to have. It's not self-made money. It's supported by defense contractors, which of course he has contracts with.
Well, that's how you make money. I mean, there's no such thing as a self-made billionaire. They obviously are doing business with other companies that are buying whatever it is they're selling, whether it's Tesla cars or SpaceX launches or these tunnels that he's now building. And I understand that Jeff Bezos has decided to sell the Washington Post. And personally, I hope Elon Musk buys it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be par for the course for the deep state. At any rate, did you get email from me? I sent you a couple of links about the HARP program, and I was curious if you read them.
I don't remember seeing them, but I'll make a point of looking for that. Let's see.
At any rate, what I had talked about, tomography of the comet, or no, excuse me, asteroid Apophis.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that might be misdirection. That might be a red herring.
Well, I mean, for technical reasons, you know, at the frequencies that HARP operates at, you know, being able to image something to that resolution at that distance, you know, it's kind of like the old question about why they couldn't see the Apollo landing sites on the moon with the Hubble Space Telescope. You know, there's an upper limit to the resolution, and it's simply too far.
Anyway, the reason I suspect it might be a red herring about Apophis is this nationwide ground stop that happened recently, where Russia picked up the slack. The point being, in the U.S., it was blamed on some bad code.
Yeah, and then they came on out and basically admitted that the systems the FAA is using are hopelessly out of date. And, you know, because the government is spending all of your money on war rather than making sure our air transit system is, you know, safe to use.
So let me continue. In Canada, they also had a system go down, which is separate, and they were blaming that on hardware failure. There was another system in Malaysia that went down, and they were blaming that on power outage.
Obviously, a power outage is definitely going to take the system down if they don't have emergency generators. But as far as the United States and Canada are concerned, there has to be a link between them because of the amount of traffic that is crossing the border in both directions. And the particular system that went down was the one that issues warnings to aviators and also to ships at sea, the NOTAM system, you know, if there's an emergency development or a military exercise going on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm familiar with NOTAMs. Possible false flag there. I think HARP could possibly be involved. Anyway,
I seriously doubt that. Again, given what I know about the system technologically, I still maintain it's a prototype for an over-the-horizon imaging radar to be put into use when the surveillance satellites get shot down to the opening of the war. And they're trying to create the electronic equivalent of adaptive optics, which is something that comes out of astronomy, where they literally adjust the surface of the mirror to compensate for the atmospheric distortion. Anyway, Joe, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I'm going to let you go. And let's see, I think... Mike, who's next? I've kind of lost. Okay, Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, do Mike. Hey, one of the things on my mind is Lindsey Graham and Trump.
Yes.
I just don't know. You know, people keep saying, "Oh, Trump's the man. We need to get him back in the White House and all." But you know what? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. The man, he just shows me he's just not that bright, especially when it comes to politics. He's been stabbed in the back by this vicious, warmongering snake, Graham. I don't know how many times. But Graham is a master at manipulating Trump because he uses psychology. He knows Trump is a narcissist. And he tells him a certain amount of what he wants to hear, and then he'll slip something in that Trump might be against, like with Syria. When Trump wanted to get out of Syria, he said, "Oh, you know, you can still stay in there a little bit. And just say we're in it to steal their oil. You know, have to get there, okay?" And Trump went along with that garbage, and he kept the troops in there. And the same thing with Ukraine and all that. You know what I mean? Give weapons to Ukraine, and rather than what Trump wanted to do was pull away from NATO, he pushed him even more to NATO. The man is a vicious little snake, Graham, a slime ball, a scumbag, but Trump just doesn't learn. And when you look at Trump, and when you look, you take a look at a guy like Vladimir Putin, Putin came in to his, with Russia, you know, in really bad shape. Quiet, Clyde. There's a cat out there, and he's barking. Anyway, quick.
Everybody's a critic.
Anyway, so when as soon as Putin came in, he cleaned house. He got rid of he put the oligarchs in jail, even though they keep saying he's really still run by the oligarchs. It's total nonsense. Or he kicked them out of the country, or he made them work for Russia, for the people of Russia. He nationalized the energy industry. And a couple of other things, you know, he's got like a hybrid system of socialism and capitalism, really, which I think we should have. I think it would be great if we did that, because you see this, what's going on at the WEF. That is an example of the worst type of predatory capitalism. Be honest with you, rather than have these clowns in charge, these monsters, I would take socialism, at least the type of socialism, for instance, that Nicaragua has. Or even maybe Venezuela, where at least these are, you know, these are not atheists. People say, well, a communist is an atheist. No, Ortega there in Nicaragua is a very, very strict Christian. He outlawed abortion there, and he outlaws gay marriage. Maduro is a Christian also. He makes no bones about it, right? At least they work for the people in a nationalist way, too, not a, you know, some kind of international thing. The internationalists are these predatory capitalists like Schwab, like Bill Gates, like Larry the Fink. He really has a name that fits him too, you know?
Okay.
These are predators. These are predators, and we got to start understanding that. And that includes a lot of people who are supposed to be on our side, you know, really call themselves populists. Like Steve Bannon can't seem to get that through his head. He kept part of it right, but he keeps thinking, saying, well, Putin is still controlled by all the oligarchs, and the Chinese are our worst enemy, which I don't believe anymore either. I don't trust the Chinese, don't get me wrong. I know that they're an autocratic country, but at least they're working for China. They're not looking to destroy their own industries. And
now, if you look at the standard of living in China, you know, I mean, go back 20 years and everybody's walking around on foot. And now they've got some of the best highways on the planet. and you know, a good domestic automobile industry, and you know, people are mobilizing. You know, ordinary life for the ordinary people of China has definitely shown a tremendous improvement. Especially when you contrast that with what we're seeing in America's inner cities now with the massive drug problem and the homelessness, all of which is just being ignored by our present government.
And they're not destroying their food. They're not destroying their infrastructure. They're just making things better there. Now, they are still autocratic, no question about it. Are they still a dictatorship? Kind of. But they're certainly a lot better than they were years ago. Mm-hmm. They've done a lot for the people of that country. And as far as Russia goes, Russia's performed like a miracle when you look at what happened to them in the 1990s after the fall of the Soviet Union. It's like, yes, a miracle today, as well as they're doing, okay? And people should start understanding this. Stop looking at these people as your enemies. Look at the enemies. The enemies are in Washington. They're in the corporate structure of this country, in the big corporations, of course, I'm talking about. People like BlackRock, I mean corporations like BlackRock, Walmart, you name it, any of these big corporations. Big tech, of course, all these big tech. And by the way, you're going to be in Rumble, Mike?
Yeah, well, I use Rumble for some stuff.
Good. Are you going to start streaming live on there?
In my copious amounts of free time, yes. Right now, I'm trying to get the website working with the advertisers a little bit better. You know, they're kind of on my case, and I need to take care of that. Then I'll be looking at a new streaming solution.
Yeah, because Rumble's got to get a few bugs out, and sooner or later I think they're going to put YouTube out of business, because more and more people are flocking from YouTube. You know, all those things, like, you know, that when they confronted who was it? They confronted Birla, the head of,
yeah,
the head of Pfizer. You know,
yeah.
That the one Australian, one Canadian,
mm-hmm.
And that's Ali. What's his name? Ali, Yemeni, and the other guy, the guy who actually heads the news corporation in Canada. They really confronted them. You know, you can't find it on YouTube anymore. Redacted was talking about it.
Yeah, well, YouTube, we used to use YouTube, and we put up a lot of the music videos that we made with Claire, and now they're still on YouTube, but you can't embed them. It says you must watch this at our site. It's age-restricted. A good example being In Times of War, which is Claire's anti-war statement, and it's gotten a lot of views on all of the streaming websites, but I really don't use YouTube anymore for that yeah, very reason.
Well, remember I had a YouTube channel? I had a few hundred followers. I
yeah.
had you know, quite a few videos. They deleted everything, and I can't even so much as comment on YouTube up to this day. I can watch it if I want, and I could, but I can't comment. I can't give a like. I can't give anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, up to this day. I don't care. I mean, there's other sites. But what did piss me off is they deleted my entire channel. All right? And
yes,
and I know a lot of your listeners used to listen to, I'm got to meet a lot of your listeners through YouTube, you know, through, they would comment on my videos and all, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a shame. But that shows you what they're like. They're only for censorship, and they deserve to go out of business, along with Google itself. Destroy them. That's what we got to do. Destroy them.
Google's having to let a lot of people go right now. I mean, the controlled social media, they're in serious trouble now.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy them. Destroy them with, use Rumble, use Odyssey, Gab.
Yeah, Odyssey's another good one. Yep.
Even though Getter does a little bit of censoring themselves, which I don't like. Twitter still censors, unfortunately. So they let me back on, believe it or not. I got my you know, they let me, I don't know, maybe because I used a different, not a different name, I used a different passcode. So
mm-hmm.
somehow I got back on. But I don't use it much. But, you know, but Gab is great. You can say anything, and pretty much you can say anything you want on Rumble, too.
Yes.
Very little, if any, censoring at all. So I hope you do get on, and the same thing with Odyssey. So I hope you get on. I hope you do start streaming again on Rumble. I really do.
Yeah, I will be looking at that. But you know, right now, I have to be very honest. This new version of Drupal, it seems to me have been a step down from the Drupal I had before. It's much more difficult to work with. Architecturally, it's a disaster. And, you know, I realize it's free community-supported code, but I'm having a great deal of grief trying to get things working properly.
By the way, I saw your interview there with Dawson.
Yes.
Ryan on Rumble. I think it was great, you know.
Thank you.
And I hope you have him more often on your show, you know. The guy is awesome, you know.
Oh, yeah, he is. I mean, I've known him for years, you know, going, all the way back to his work on Roanoke and his brother's work on Roanoke. And he did visit with us one point when we were in Hawaii with his lovely family. And, he's a good friend.
Yeah, I know. He can't even get his wife into the United States now for visit because they insist that she takes the jab, you know.
Well, I can understand that. Anyway, listen, Mark, I hate to cut you off, but we are getting very close to the show, end of the show. We're going to skip our last break here and get some phone calls in. Let's go to Jerry in Missouri. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for accepting this call. I heard you mention that there's a certain type of food that you go and you eat, but you have them take out a certain thing because it makes you sick.
Well, that's monosodium glutamate, yes.
Okay, I thought I'd call in about something. You heard about the nanotechnology used in over 2,000 food items?
I was unaware that the problem was that widespread, but nanotech is kind of creeping into all aspects of life. I'm not really familiar with what they're using it for in food items. But at this point, you know, very little surprises me about the quality of products in this country.
Well, anyway, somebody would have to be 1,000 times better than me to be able to study all these things. And I realize what you said about YouTube, but you can find out nanotechnology used in over 2,000 food items goes unlabeled due to weird FDA loophole. And some of us can remember when they had genetically modified foods and they pushed that for years and then finally they got rid of it.
They didn't get rid of it. They relabeled it. They changed the labels. The GMO is still there.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a loophole in the FDA so that they can put things in your food that will kill you.
And well, you know, Bill Gates is talking about putting these vaccines in the food now so that we won't have any choice but to get the mRNA stuff in. Now's a good time to maybe start your own food garden there, as it were. Anyway, Jerry, I will take a look at that issue here, but I'm going to have to let you go. We're almost to the end of the program. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to keep it brief because I'd rather call in tomorrow and have a little more time to talk, but I'll make it quick. Have you happened to have seen a video of Donald Trump at Diamond and Silk's Diamond's funeral?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you see what Silk was saying at that funeral,
yes,
Mike, about the COVID shot? And she's basically throwing out that her sister was murdered by the government because she took the COVID shot. That's what did you get from that, Mike?
Well, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I think Donald Trump is having a rethink about the vaccines, and you know, he did commit to them, but then I think he realizes he was lied to, and he may be realizing that you know, this could become a liability in 2024. I mean, he didn't challenge Silk on any of this stuff. I think it was significant that he showed up, and you know, I see it as a sign that the times they are changing.
Yeah, Mike, and I agree with you, exactly, right on, Mike. But I also got to say this. Trump did show me something that he did go to that, but he should have called out. She should have called out the Regeneron. Donald Trump never took a COVID shot, Mike, I don't believe. He took Regeneron, and I know people have taken Regeneron. And every one of them tell me they feel like they're super people when they get done with their Regeneron. when they're done with the Regeneron, they feel like all their elements are basically gone away. So, look, we got to understand why the media would never have pushed the narrative of, hey, you take Regeneron, you're going to get better. You take COVID shot, you have heart problem, you die.
So okay, well, Tom, the reason is obvious. What do you see when you watch commercial media? You see commercial after commercial after commercial for various prescription medications. In fact, the United States is one of only three countries on earth that allow prescription medicines to be advertised on TV. And, you know, the networks are dependent on that ad revenue, and they're not going to say or report anything that would cause the pharmaceutical companies to say, well, we're canceling our advertising contract with you and going over to somewhere else. That ad money is just as addictive as the opioids, and the pharmaceutical companies have used that to basically take control of the media and what it reports about various health issues.
And I agree with that, Mike. I understand that. That's why we have alternative radio and all, and we have, and you do have Newsmax out there. But yeah, they're lying about the COVID shot. President Trump did not stand up when he took the Regeneron. That's what he should have been demanding, that everybody get on Regeneron. And by the way, Mike, I told you, in Indonesia, Jakarta and all those places in Indonesia, my friend's wife told me that everyone over there took either Regeneron or they took oxychloroquine. They took the pills. They're not giving out COVID shots in Indonesia.
No, I understand. No, well, you know, when ivermectin was being talked about and the corporate media called it horse paste and all the rest of that stuff, the FDA is now allowing that, authorizing that as a treatment for COVID. They didn't announce it. They didn't want to go back and say, oh, yeah, we were wrong and everything. But, yeah, ivermectin is now considered a legitimate treatment for COVID, and the mere existence of a legitimate treatment for COVID means that there can be no emergency use authorization of an experimental vaccine. Anyway, Tom,
yeah, Mike, can I say one more thing, Mike? I just want to say by July 4th, Mike, China's going to invade Taiwan. That's all I got to say. I want to hear your opinion maybe tomorrow on it. China's going to invade Taiwan within the next
I think
months.
It's going to happen. I don't know if, by July 4th. Anyway, we're going to go to James in Vancouver. James, we're almost at the end of the show. What's going on with you?
Yeah, when it comes to personalities, Netanyahu and Jordan Peterson, the rule of thumb that I use in psychology is that like attracts like. Like personalities attract like personalities. And this is probably a quid pro quo situation. Jordan Peterson is getting something from the interview, and Bibi Netanyahu is getting something from the interview. So I just...
Yeah, that would make sense.
I sympathize with Layla, though. I have my father's best friend was from Syria. Okay, they came before the wars, of course, but...
All right. Well, James, I'm going to ask you to call in tomorrow and give us the rest of the story, because the music is playing. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is under the weather, so Steve Starrs is taking over the microphone for tonight. Please spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please continue to donate and get us through these very, very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.